Now you don't have to wait to find out what happened on Thursday, because we'll tell you next on the Real Niagara Radio. Breezy and cooler tonight, periods of rain and possibly a thunderstorm overnight, followed by periods of some snow and rain with little or no accumulation expected. Friday, partly sunny, a high about 33. Saturday, partly sunny, and a high around 34. Little better on Sunday and Monday, the high both days 50 to 52 degrees, maybe up to 55 by Tuesday. Topping Thursday's local news, city police were called to the 400 block of 20th Street last night, where a number of calls were received about shots being heard. Police arriving on the scene said no one was reported hit and no damage was reported, but city crime scene detectives did find four spent shells in an alley there. Now they're checking for video in the area, and their investigation continues into who may have fired those shots. More local news in a moment, but a reminder, our news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. You know, a lot of times when an appliance breaks, people think, I gotta buy a new one. But you know, in this day and age, how expensive that is? You'll be able to save yourself a lot of money by calling Chris Moore. His service charge is $35 plus parts and labor, and he could fix almost any problem you're going to have. He's been doing it for 45 years. Let him save you some money. If you have an appliance that you're having a problem with, let Chris check it and let Chris fix it. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. Put that number in your cell phone now. In other news, as expected last night, the Niagara Falls City Council approved a pay raise for swimming pool and splash park lifeguards this year. Now all they have to do is to find those guards to hire. Last year there was said to be a shortage of lifeguards, causing the city to operate the facilities on a limited basis, with the city now agreeing to raise the pay of those workers from $19 to $21 an hour. They hope to increase the applicants, and they voted for the raise in objection to a city union worker who got up and complained at the meeting that at $21 an hour, the part-time summer help is making more per hour than some regular city workers. Authorities told Niagara Radio last year the pools were only open Thursday through Sunday due to the personnel shortage, and this year they said if they get enough qualified lifeguards, the pool and splash park hours may be extended. If you think you'd like to be a lifeguard, contact the city's recreation department. Officials at the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge reported that two Canadian citizens attempting to cross the bridge were arrested yesterday after a drug-sniffing dog alerted to their car. Customs officers said that after checking the vehicle, they found six vacuum-sealed bags of marijuana inside, worth over $16,000. They say those bags were hidden inside panels in the vehicle. Those two suspects have now been turned over to Lewiston police and will face felony charges in the case and will be appearing in Lewiston court. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th of Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. You know, the cold and flu season is still around, and if you're ill and you don't feel like going to get your prescription, if you get them from Wellness Park or Community Medical Pharmacy, you don't have to, because they'll deliver them right to your door. And they do it free. That's because these are two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really take the time to care about their customers. They know you by name, they treat you like family, and they make sure you're happy. But don't take my word for it. Check out the service and the smiling faces at Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main in Niagara Falls. A couple of larcenies reported in the town of Niagara today at the Gap store in the Fashion Outlet Mall. An unknown female came in and began placing items in a bag that she brought in, then passed all points of purchase and left the store without offering any money. Police said the clerk in the store said she took about $204 worth of clothing, and video showed that she left in a white sedan. Now police officers are trying to locate that vehicle and say they're checking the video for a license plate that may be attached to the car. And they say if they find it, charges are pending. At the Save-A-Lot store on Military Road, a man came in there and handed the clerk his backpack while he went shopping, so she wouldn't suspect he'd be shoplifting. But then he filled a garbage bag in his cart with all types of items, came back up front, got his backpack, and left with that, along with the bag of goods that he stashed. Police located that suspect a few stores away on Military Road and brought him back to be identified. He was listed as Anthony Griffin of Whitney Avenue. He ended up being charged with petty larceny in the case, and police said he was accused of taking about $90 worth of groceries from Save-A-Lot. Well, if you drive with defective headlights, you better have all your vehicle paperwork in order, because problems with your lights could be a problem for you, because it gives police the right to stop and check you out. Police said they stopped James Lewis Jr. for driving without a headlight in Wheatfield, and then while checking his paperwork, they found out his driver's license was suspended for the failure to pay child support. He's now been charged with both those violations and will now appear next month in Wheatfield Town Court. In the 2500 block of Military Road, a driver was stopped there for only having one headlight, and that driver's license was also suspended. He was identified as 27-year-old Nigel Perry, who was arrested on the charges, and his car was towed. Now he'll get a chance to explain his story in Town of Niagara Court. Also on the Town of Niagara, a trailer owner said he parked his 2025 enclosed trailer in a lot at 7221 Porter Road to store for the winter, but when he went to get it yesterday, he discovered a number of dents in the side of the trailer that apparently were caused by BB shots. It was unknown who fired the shots, and the owner said an estimate given to him to repair the damage was set at $2,400. Police are now checking video in the area to see if that shooter can be identified. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include an accident this morning just before 11 a.m. on the Ridge Road in Heartland. Deputies and volunteers from the Heartland Fire Company assisted at the scene and reported there were injuries there. Wednesday afternoon, a vehicle accident was reported on the Beach Ridge Road at Campbell Boulevard in Pendleton. Wendelville volunteers along with the Sheriff's Department responded there, and both reported possible injuries. In another call involving firemen, Niagara Falls firemen made quick work of a car fire this morning in the 2700 block of LaSalle Avenue. Details of that one were not available at airtime, but no injuries are reported. Earlier, we told you about two people being arrested crossing the Lewiston-Queenston Bridge with a quantity of marijuana. In another related story, recently a guard on the Canadian side of the Queenston Bridge and a truck driver were both arrested on conspiracy charges to transport and traffic illegal drugs and tobacco over the bridge. They were allegedly caught allowing a vehicle containing thousands of dollars worth of contraband to cross into Canada, and that incident apparently took place in January, but after a lengthy investigation, the guard and the truck driver were finally officially charged. Authorities said they reportedly worked together to allow that vehicle to come across the bridge. Now both are facing serious charges on the Canadian side of the border. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news of the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, when you golf on the golf simulators that the pros use at the Links of Niagara, parking for golfers is always free. If it happens in your area, whether it's large or small, we think you should know about it. Because it's your neighborhood, your town, your city, and we're your radio station. Streaming the news live on NiagaraRadio.net and on Facebook when you enter NiagaraRadio.net in their search bar. It's local news, unbiased, fair, and free right here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.